Every morning, victims of political violence are showing up for treatment in various doctors' offices in Harare. The doctors say that since March 11th, when many opposition leaders were arrested and suffered serious injuries in police custody, they are treating at least 5 people a day, every day. They add they have reports that more injured people remain at home, unable to travel to town for treatment, or too poor to afford transport. One doctor, who asked not to be identified, said he had never seen so many victims of severe beatings in his long career as a private medical practitioner in Harare. Victims of political violence say they are unable to seek help at public health facilities, as they have to produce a certificate from the police about the cause of their injuries before they can be treated. This was confirmed by State Security Minister Didimus Mukasa in a telephone interview with VOA.
The police would have been called in, and the hospitals here do not treat cases like that without reference to the police.
Many of the victims are officials of small branches of the opposition movement for democratic change, but some have told doctors they have no political affiliation. University of Zimbabwe senior political analyst Eldred Masungure says the ruling ZANU-PF has embarked on a two-pronged strategy. The first, he says, is designed to soften up or neutralize the opposition movement for democratic change in advance of the Southern African Development Community's mission to bring ZANU-PF and opposition groups to the negotiating table before national elections next March. Masungure adds that ZANU-PF is in election mode and on what he described as a war footing. He said ZANU-PF has always used violence as an instrument of persuasion. Alec Muchadahama is a lawyer who handles many of the political detentions in Harare. He has regularly brought cases of severe beatings suffered by his clients in police custody to the attention of the courts. He says political repression, especially beatings, has never been worse, with daily arrests of people he believes are on a police list of opposition members.
Apart from those that they've arrested and taken to court, there are also those who police are simply abducting during the night and take them to far off places in the bushes and assault them thoroughly and leave them for days in the bushes. And some of them are taken to police stations where they are also seriously tortured and simply released.
Muchadahama and others have told VOA that some people abducted from their homes at night disappear, and no one knows whether they are dead, in hiding, or have fled to South Africa. State Security Minister Didimus Mutasa denies the government has been beating people up in the townships. He told VOA the victims are lying about the attacks.
There is nobody who is being beaten. Please do not make me angry. I am telling you again and again that there is nobody who is being beaten, that you are telling lies.
Victims of violence say they are not always sure which branch of the state's extensive security machinery is responsible for the ongoing reign of terror in the townships. But different individuals have identified the Central Intelligence Organization, the military police, or youth militia loyal to ZANU-PF as being responsible for their abuse. The government accuses the opposition of engaging in terrorism and says the MDC is responsible for 11 petrol bomb attacks, mostly in Harare, since March 15. The majority targeted police stations and ZANU-PF-owned homes in the high-density suburbs. The MDC denies the allegations that 31, mostly senior members of the MDC, are now in prison awaiting trial on terrorism charges. Lawyer Muchadahama says the only evidence the police have produced so far are some confessions he says were extracted under torture. He adds that the arrests are political.
The police are saying that on a daily basis they want to carry out raids in an attempt to arrest would be saboteurs. But in this process, they are going for any person who they suspect is an MDC sympathizer or activist and treating them in the manner that I've described.
Shortly after the interview with the VOA, Mucharahama and a colleague, Andrew Makone, were detained and held at Harare Central Police Station. The Harare High Court ruled on Saturday they should be released immediately. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News.